The Pribilof Islands of St. Paul and St. George are just 45 miles apart, but getting between them can be challenging because of limited flight service and the area's notoriously foggy weather. This summer, a regional community development group is hoping to solve that problem by contracting a ferry to run between the islands. But as KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports, finding a suitable vessel has proved challenging.
St. George Mayor Pat Pletnikoff sees a whole host of benefits that could come from having a surface connection to St. Paul, starting with access to the larger community's cargo-capable docks.
Everything that comes into St. George comes in by air, and everybody is well aware of the costs of air service.
Pletnikoff says a ferry would also be useful for medical emergencies when planes can't land. But his hope for the long term is that it would spark economic development, particularly tourism.
Reliable surface transportation, so that people can get out and get in on a time-certain basis, is going to be critical to that development.
Birders would love to come to St. George, but it's very difficult to make that happen when air service is unreliable as it is. It's a lot easier to get into St. Paul.
That's Larry Cotter. He's the CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Community Development Association, or APICTA, one of six regional groups that were created to infuse Western Alaskan villages with money from the Bering Sea fisheries. APICTA owns the fish handling facility in St. George, and like Pletnikoff, Cotter sees the potential for tourism.
In the future, I see a lodge in St. George, and I see us routing people to our lodge through St. Paul in one direction or another.
That vision is still a few years off. For now, APICTA is focused on a much more fundamental task, finding a ferry. The organization's board of directors has committed $600,000 to getting the project off the ground, but so far they haven't found a suitable vessel. Cotter says they're looking for a delicate balance, large enough to handle the Bering Sea's rough weather, but not so big as to be overkill.
We're certainly not looking, you know, at Alaska-class marine highway vessels or anything along those lines at all.
With summer fast approaching, Cotter is still holding out hope that they can find a vessel for this year. If they can, he'd like to see daily service between the islands.
This will give us an opportunity to evaluate what type of costs we're looking at, what type of passenger service we might be able to generate, what type of revenue is reasonable to assume. And then in future years, we would either continue the relationship if that made sense, or acquire our own vessel that would provide the service.
If APICTA can't find a vessel for this year, Cotter says they'll keep searching over the winter with the goal of definitely having service next summer. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.